This is a story from my family of young Kalakalapuya from the southern part of the Willamette Valley in the state of Oregon. This is a story about the beginning of the world, and it's a story. We believe that the stories are truths, that we call them ancient truths. We don't call them myths. We don't call them legends, because that makes it appear that they're not true. This story was told to me and given to me by my elders, by my aunties, by my grandmothers, and it's the story of how the world began. It's also a story that teaches the children about the importance of the reverence for animals, the importance of how some of the beliefs began. We believe that a long time ago the world was made of stone, that there were stone valleys, stone mountains, and at the very top of one of the tallest stone mountains, something came to life, and that life became known as Lilu, First Woman. Lilu, First Woman, walked down from that stone mountain, and she had two babies clutched to her breast. And as she walked down from that mountain, whenever she would touch the ground, the grass began to grow. And when she would sit and walk and touch the ground, the rivers began to flow, and the lakes became lakes. She walked down to the very bottom of the stone mountain, and she came upon a wolf, Kortux, Mother Wolf. And Kortux said, "Who are you?" And she said, "I am Lilu, First Woman." And Kortux, Mother Wolf, looked at her and said, "Where did those babies come from?" And Lilu said, "I dreamed of them and they came to me, but I need someone to watch them while I go out and look around into the world." And Kortux, Mother Wolf, looked at her and her teeth flashed in the sun as she smiled, and she said, "I will take care of them." And Lilu was a bit afraid, but something inside of her made her trust Kortux, Mother Wolf. So just to make sure that the babies were safe, Lilu, First Woman, made a pack basket out of wild iris, clisquis we call it, and she put the babies in the pack basket. And just to make sure that they'd be safe and not fall from the basket, she made a wide strap, a tump line, and she tied them into that basket, put them on the back of Mother Wolf, and she went away to look around in the world. And when she came back, she looked and those babies were safe. Kortux, Mother Wolf, had taken very good care of them. And when she unstrapped the babies from that basket, took the strap from their head, she noticed that something was different. You see, their foreheads were flattened. She had strapped them so tightly around their heads. And indeed, from that time on, she said, our people will flatten the foreheads, the babies, in honor of Kortux, Mother Wolf, who took such good care of my babies. And our people have done that, flattened the foreheads of babies to look exactly like the forehead of a wolf. And we regard the wolf as special. We regard the wolf as sacred. And that's how that came to be.